This is VOA News with VR Alissa Moulton. Iraq on Sunday held a parliamentary election that officials indicated drew one of the smallest turnouts on record, a result that may suggest dwindling trust in political leaders and the democratic system brought in by the 2003 U.S.-led invasion. The established Shiite Islamist-dominated ruling elite, whose most powerful parties have armed wings, is expected to sweep the vote. Such a result would not dramatically alter the balance of power in Iraq or the wider Middle East, according to Iraqi officials and foreign diplomats. The election is being held several months early under a new law designed to help independent candidates, a response to mass anti-government protests 2 years ago. Despite the low turnout, some Iraqis were keen to vote in what is Iraq's fifth parliamentary vote since 2003. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi is not running for re-election, but the negotiations after the vote could see him get a second term. A car bomb targeting a governor's convoy shook the Yemeni city of Aden on Sunday. Several people were killed and injured in the attack, according to security and military sources. The local governor and agriculture minister survived what the Yemen State News Agency called a terrorist assassination attempt. Both are members of a southern separatist group. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a spokesman blamed Islamist militant groups in a statement. Instability in the south complicates United Nations-led peace efforts to end the war in Yemen, which has killed tens of thousands of people and left 80% of the population reliant on aid.